Are you ready to create an end of the year student celebration that is nothing short of spectacular? Well, you're in the right place. I'm going to share five amazing tips that will help you plan an unforgettable event that your students will be talking about for years to come. So buckle up and let's dive into the ultimate guide for end of the year celebrations that truly shine. Stay tuned. Welcome to the Teaching Made Easy podcast, where it's all about simple systems that actually work so you can finally teach and give your students bigger impact in their learning. Teaching is hard, y'all, but what if I told you that sometimes we make it harder than it has to be? I'm Farah, CEO of Farah Henley Education and host of the Teaching Made Easy podcast. I've been an educator for almost 25 years, and to say I've seen a thing or two is an understatement. I know how much you pour your heart and soul into your students and your classroom, and I want to help you find some simple ways to have a bigger impact without breaking the bank or spending all your free time focused on school. You don't have to be a Pinterest teacher to be a great teacher, and that is what this podcast is all about. So grab your favorite beverage, head out on that walk, or just soak the day away in a bubble bath. But sit back and let's enter the world of teaching made easy. What's kicking, educational rock stars? Welcome back to another episode of the Teaching Made Easy podcast, where I strive to bring you practical tips, inspiring stories, simple classroom systems that actually work, and expert insights to help you become a more effective and confident K-5 teacher. I'm your host, Farah, the Center Fairy, and in each episode, we'll explore a different aspect of teaching, from lesson planning and classroom management to student engagement and professional development. If this is your first time joining me here on the podcast, I am so glad that you found us here on your favorite podcast listening platform. This week, we are chatting all about end of the year celebrations. So grab your favorite beverage, your walking shoes, or just turn the volume up on your drive to work and get ready to be inspired and empowered. Let's dive in. All right, let's jump right into our first tip. Plan ahead. Now, we all know that a well-organized event can make all the difference, right? Start by coordinating with your fellow teachers, your administrators, and parents well in advance. Make sure to send out those invitations, create the schedule of events, and ensure everyone's on the same page when it comes to logistics and expectations. And don't forget about any necessary resources or approvals that you might need. It's always better to have everything in place way ahead of time so that you can focus on making the celebration a truly unforgettable experience for your students. Moving on to tip number two, incorporate student input. We all love having a say in things, and that goes for your students too. So why not let them be a part of the planning process? Allow them to vote on activities, themes, or create an event all their own and make it a unique end of the year reward. Not only does this make the event more engaging for your students, but it also fosters a sense of ownership and pride in what they're helping to create. Plus, it's always fun to see their creativity and enthusiasm shine through. Now let's talk about tip number three, showcase your students' achievements. The end of the year is the perfect time to highlight all the hard work and accomplishments that your students have achieved throughout the school year. So take advantage of this special classroom celebration by celebrating their successes in a variety of ways. You can create a slideshow highlighting memorable moments, organize an award ceremony, or even showcase student performances like a talent show. Recognizing their achievements not only builds their self-esteem, but also encourages them to continue. Hey there, educational rock stars. Are you a teacher looking for ways to effectively and efficiently manage math and literacy centers in your classroom? If so, I have the perfect training for you. This summer, I'm hosting a training where you can learn how to manage centers that engage your students, optimize their learning, and help you become a more organized teacher. Now, this training is designed to help you create a dynamic learning environment that fosters growth and development in your students. I understand that organizing your centers can be challenging, which is why I've created a step-by-step guide to help you get them organized. And now by grabbing this guide, 3 steps to organizing your centers, you'll receive tips and strategies to help you get those activities organized and labels to make your storage boxes look super cute. The link to our free guide is in the show notes, so be sure and grab it today. Now, by grabbing this guide, you are going to be joining the waitlist for the upcoming training, so you will
will know when registration opens, and during the training, you're going to learn 3 major mistakes that I see almost all teachers make when implementing math and literacy centers in their classroom. And you're going to learn how to overcome and correct these mistakes and make sure that your math and literacy centers run smoothly next year. In addition to creating that dynamic learning environment for your students, this training can also help save you time and reduce interruptions at your small group table. With this training, you're going to learn how to effectively manage your centers, freeing up more time for you to focus on teaching in small groups. By implementing our strategies, you'll be able to smoothly transition your students from one center to the next, allowing you to provide more individualized attention and support during small group instruction. This is going to help you finally teach with ease and provide a more productive learning experience for your students. So don't hesitate. Join the wait list and learn how to effectively manage your centers in your classroom. You'll gain valuable knowledge and skills that will make your teaching experience more efficient, enjoyable, and rewarding.
Working hard and striving for success. On to tip number 4. Make it inclusive. We all know that every student is unique, and that's why it's essential to ensure that all of them can participate and enjoy the end of the year celebrations. Consider providing a range of activities and accommodations to cater to different interests and needs. Keep cultural, religious, or special needs considerations in mind when planning your event, and make an effort to include diverse elements that reflect your entire student body. After all, everyone deserves to feel included and appreciated. And finally, tip number 5. Encourage reflection. As the school year comes to a close, it's crucial to give your students the opportunity to reflect on their growth and experiences. This can be done through writing prompts, discussion questions, or even creative projects. Providing opportunities for reflection helps students process their achievements and their setbacks, and it also allows them to set goals for the upcoming year. Plus, it's a great way for you as a teacher to gain insights into your students' thoughts and their feelings about their time in your class. 5 winning tips to help you create amazing end-of-the-year student celebrations for your classroom. Remember, plan ahead. Involve your students, showcase their achievements, make the event inclusive, and encourage reflection. By following these tips, you'll not only create unforgettable memories for your students, but also foster a positive and supportive learning environment that will leave a lasting impact. Thanks for tuning in to the Teaching Made Easy podcast. If you found today's episode helpful and are looking for more tips, strategies, and simple systems to make your teacher life easier, be sure to check out the other episodes on your favorite podcast listening platform in our episode library. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and check the show notes for any links to any of the resources that I mentioned in today's episode. If you haven't done so already, we would really appreciate it if you would jump over to your favorite podcast listening platform and leave us a 5-star review. Your reviews help other educational rock stars like yourself find our show and have a greater impact on teachers and students around the world. We would also love to hear from you, so please don't hesitate to shoot us a DM on Instagram to let us know what you thought of today's episode. And if you thought this episode was helpful, take a screenshot of the episode and share it on Instagram. Tag us at Farrah Henley Education. Be sure you tag your teacher bestie so that they can benefit from the tips too. Thanks for listening and keep being an educational rock star.
And that's a wrap. Thanks for listening to today's episode. You can find all the links mentioned in today's episode by clicking the link in the description to jump over to the show notes. I know your time is valuable as a teacher, and I am honored that you chose to spend a piece of it with me. Help other teachers like you find the podcast by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast listening platform. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so that you get notified when new episodes are available. Thanks again for listening, and most importantly, keep being educational rock stars.